By the sympathetic looks I was getting from the red-haired girl spooning an ungodly amount of scrambled eggs into a bowl, and the couple standing behind me, I would say that it was definitely heard. Thanks, Sarah. If you could have reduced the volume of your creepy cheerfulness to average, then I could have flown under the radar.
Oh my, you must be devastated. And to still come on your holiday after losing someone like that. Oh, you are just so brave. I am so sorry for your loss, she said, grabbing my hand.
What the actual fuck? Did she think he was dead? I should definitely correct her, but him being dead, which he would be if I ever got my hands on him again, is far less pathetic than telling this perfect stranger that he had cheated on me with our gardener and I'd kicked him out 4 weeks ago.
Thank you. I'll just go get a drink and then I'll find my table,
I forced through gritted teeth. I wanted to avoid delving into this here. Dragging my suitcase over to the bar, I waited for someone to attend to me. Kicking Alec out was one of the most challenging things I've ever had to do. And truth be told, I had been expecting him to pop the question any day now. I even let myself dream that it would happen on this holiday. But when I walked into the house and found him on his knees in front of the gardener, that dream was shattered. Even now, he insists that he didn't want to break up and that we could still be together if I would forgive him. But that was a pretty big mistake for me to forgive. I kept asking him why he did it. I just couldn't understand. He never had a good answer other than the gardener was hot and interested, and he got caught up in the excitement. We'd been together for 10 years, and he thought I understood the spark sometimes went out a bit, but we could get it back. Silly me, thinking I was still the centre of his universe the way he had always been mine. He begged, and I cried, and he begged some more. Eventually, he agreed to move out on the condition that we go to counselling to try and work things out. But that was one appointment I wasn't going to keep. Everyone thought I was completely nuts for going on this holiday alone. But honestly, I was looking forward to some peace. I just wanted to relax in the sun, let it bake away all the stress. I walked up to the bar and grabbed my gin and tonic from the waitress. The drink was cold and refreshing, just what I needed. I took a deep breath and turned to find my table. There was no way I was ever going to miss it. I was stunned. The table was enormous, set for two people, and it looked like it was covered with leftover decorations from a wedding that took place decades ago. There were balloons, flowers and ribbons everywhere, as if the decorators were trying to make the world's most enormous pom-pom. It was so over the top that it was almost funny. Almost. Behind the table, there was a gaudy gold banner that read, Happy Anniversary, Tom and Alec. I swear I could feel everyone's eyes on me as I tried to find a way to escape this circus. The poor attendant, Sarah, was frantically trying to dismantle the decorations. She looked at me with an apologetic expression, mouthing the words, I'm sorry, as she continued to destroy the display. I mean, it wasn't like the decorations were so terrible that they would make me cry, but they were ridiculous. I turned around when I felt a light tap on my shoulder and saw the red-headed lady with scrambled eggs staring at me. It was all too much, and I couldn't help but let out a chuckle at the absurdity of it all.
Hey, I know you don't know me, but I'm here with a couple of friends, and we've been up on a table for four. Do you want to come sit with us? It seems like your table might be a little while.
She responded, eyeing that mess that Sarah was creating and not making better in any way.
It's totally up to you, but I overheard a little, and you don't have to be on your own if you don't want to. At least for this part, she said, smiling.
Oh, I could have hugged her right there. There are just moments where you need someone to smile and say it's going to be okay. This was one of them. I nodded and followed her back to a table near the back of the room, waving to Sarah on the way past so she knew where I was. She nodded and continued to make chaos removing the display. I hope I hadn't just ruined her morning. We got to the table quickly and sat down.
Guys, this is Tom. He was dining alone, so I offered to let him join us. Tom, I'm Emily, and these are my two best friends, Ava and Sophia, she said with a smile.
I gave a wave to everyone as they beamed back at me. They were some of the most attractive women I'd ever seen, coming from a gay guy. And I was surprised by how friendly they were being to a complete stranger. Emily was fair, with blue eyes and fiery red hair that cascade down her back like waterfalls of lava. Sophia and Ava were similar, with dark hair and brown eyes.